You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 156 of Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network. This is Jennifer Hebert.
I'm Morgan Nicole.
And this is Sophia Yagela. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Well, ding, 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 ding. We just returned from another Wessa trade show. Wessa August 2025 is in the books. Sophia, can you give us kind of a quick first look at the numbers for Wessa August 2025?
Yes, we just came back from Texas, but we did take a first look at our reports. And as all of our buyers know, we are now using a different registration system, which also means that we get more accurate data on who actually attended versus who just planned to attend and then didn't show up for one of the reasons. So we're excited to share that we had almost 1,000 stores in attendance this time, which is a big increase from the August 2024 Wessa Trade Show.
Yoo-hoo! That's excellent. That is excellent. And as you will notice with our guest coming up, I was very pleased to see some innovation creeping back into the marketplace, because after COVID, there was a bump in the economy, but the innovation wasn't there because we had such a supply chain problem. Everybody wasn't in a mood to create new things because you couldn't get the supplies to do the creating. So that was a really nice plus for this particular show. And for people who don't tend to go in August, even buyers who don't always go in August, I love the August show because it's not quite as busy. You can really get some good conversations with people, fellow buyers, as well as the vendors, because it's not as busy. You don't have to feel like you're in a rush. You don't have to fight the crowd. You don't have to walk past that booth 19 times before you catch the person running the booth with a moment to chat with you. So if you didn't go to August, you missed out.
Yes, and it's kind of also what makes this community so strong and so interesting, because you get to hear so many different stories, and it's really a nice time in August to actually meet them and get to chat a little bit longer than maybe just business, whereas in January, it's a little bit busier, and you may have to just speed it up a little bit.
Yes, people make appointments, they get things done, it's kind of rapid fire. It's a very different feel. And they each have an appeal. I love January for that energy and excitement, because everybody's thinking about the coming upcoming year. So each one has something to offer. So if you've never attended in August, give it a try. I think you're going to get something out of it. And as I said, innovation was at the fore, as you will learn from our guest coming up. And Morgan, why don't you introduce us to our guest?
Today, we are joined by Kelly Monroe of Cascada, winner of the Most Innovative Product Award at the Wessa Trade Show. Cascada is reshaping equine care through digital tools and education. Alongside Cascada, Kelly also showcased Lighthoof, a proven mud management solution. As a first-time exhibitor, she brings fresh insights on innovation and connecting with the retail community. Kelly, I am so excited to be chatting with you today. And first off, congratulations on winning the Most Innovative Product Award for Cascada. How's your day going so far?
Fabulous. Thank you. And thanks for having me on the show.
Of course. Well, maybe my first question should have been, how are you celebrating this?
Well, all my team, who were all very excited to hear about winning the award, they're all in different locations right now. So we all got together on a Slack chat. There were a lot of high five emojis, and we were just really happy to hear that the Wessa voters felt the same way we do about the product.
Yes, I cannot wait to get into that feeling, because all the retailers actually got to vote on this, which is so special. But we're going to jump into a few different things today. But first, maybe tell in like a sentence or two about Cascada and just what the product is.
Yes, Cascada is an automatic waterer, and it was designed from the ground up to address, you know, the needs of the horse and the rider in different ways, innovative ways that other automatic waterers haven't done before. Its primary way that it does that is it uses just a regular 5-gallon flatback plastic water bucket that horses know and love. And it can refill that water bucket automatically using ultrasonic sensors that simply look at the water level in the bucket without any floats or weights or moving parts within the bucket. So that makes it easier to clean. It's more biosecure. It works great for horses. And then the second half of that is that horse owners wanted to know how much their horses were drinking. So we were able to use our sensors to measure how much the horse is drinking. That connects via Wi-Fi to the internet, and you can view all that data in the app.
Wow. How incredible is that? I feel like I need one for my horse, but I also need one like for my kitchen. I cannot wait to jump into that technology. But tell me, you said this was your first time attending WESA Trade Show, right?
Yes, it was. I had the privilege to walk the January show just to observe it and see what it was all about. We're kind of new into the wholesale market. We've primarily sold direct in the past. So I came in January, loved what I saw, and was excited to have a booth for the first time here at the August show.
Yes. Tell me a little bit, you know, about that experience physically being set up. You know, you got to see it all in January, but how was it actually being in a booth right there, getting to connect with everyone?
Oh, it was really excellent. I just, you know, you have that feeling like you're finally in the room, you know, they always say, oh, you got to be in the room. And just, you know, it's different than a consumer show, in which case, you know, there aren't like crowds of people just flooding through asking the same question over and over again. You're talking in depth with people who are, you know, very knowledgeable in the industry. And, you know, every connection I made there was a great connection.
You know, that's a really great point. When you're in that room, you're not only, you know, feeling accomplished, but also you're feeling like refreshed and get to surround yourself with people who are in that same creative space is so special. That's also one of my favorite parts just about the trade show is the connection and the people in the conversations. Kelly, I'm actually a graduate with an entrepreneurship and innovation degree. So I know the innovative process, it's long, it's tedious, you know, there's so many ebbs and flows. I would love to hear about your innovation process. Tell me kind of how it started, how it went to get us where we are today.
Yes. So we have been creating innovative products for horses and horse owners for about 14 years. Our first product was called Light Hoof, and it's an equine mud management product. And we always wanted to go toward the high tech space because we felt like there was so much opportunity for technology to benefit the lives of horses and horse owners. And automatic waters were something we'd always struggled with as horse owners and owners of a boarding facility out here in Washington State. And there were a couple of things we wanted to address. We had a couple of key points we wanted to make sure we could meet: the removable bucket, the hydration tracking. And we spent 5 years kind of iterating on the process and testing different prototypes. We started out by studying everything we could about existing automatic water solutions and all the different ways that those worked. And then we sort of threw that all out and tried to approach it from a fresh angle, just looking at, you know, what were our criteria and what were all the ways we could address that? And what have they done in other industries that we could bring into that? And then we put that together to design our first prototype. And then worked with that, worked on the industrial design to try to create the look and feel we wanted for the product. And really, you know, worked hard on that for about 5 years until we felt good about releasing our first product.
Yes. Now, 5 years, I'm sure it felt fast and slow altogether. I love that you guys really found a pain point. As many, you know, equine lovers know, and everyone in the horse industry, leaving the water on is something that can happen pretty fast and pretty often. and really create a huge issue later on. So you guys really attacked that pain point, but then also just the convenience of everything too, being automatic. Now, for our listeners, since this is just audio, can you almost describe to them maybe even just like the appearance of it and then walk us through kind of installation?
Yeah. So when we wanted to design Cascada, basically what we have is a hook that hangs a bucket and sensors that look down at the surface of the water that's in that bucket from the piece that the bucket is hanging on. And we worked with an industrial designer and gave who had not made horse products before, and we guided him as to all the things that a horse could do to a product to either damage it or injure themselves. And what we settled on was sort of a half egg shape, if that makes sense. So the cascada itself is smooth and rounded, and it just screws right onto the wall, and the water and power lines come in through the side or the back. And it has a little handle that lifts up. The top of that egg shape opens up, and the bucket hook, the metal bucket hook, just hangs right on there, and then it closes. So it's a nice, smooth, safe, rounded surface that is resistant to horses who crib. It's not going to, you know, tear their tail or cut them if they rub their bum on it. And the bucket just hangs right below that so that it can see the water level. Two nozzles at the bottom of the egg put out water to fill and shut off automatically when the water gets to the top of the bucket.
Wow. And I'm looking at it right here on the website too as you're talking, and it really is sleek. Horses have their own personality and they always like to cause a ruckus. And so I love that sleek design. And like you said, if they're rubbing up against it, there's no issues there. How many minutes do you feel like it typically takes to install it? Is it a quick installation?
It is. And it depends on what you have going already. If you're replacing existing automatic waters or if you don't have piping to your stalls yet. But once you have the pipes in place, it really is. It comes apart in two pieces. So the valve that controls the flow of water gets screwed down to the wall first. And then the cover, which contains the electronics, gets screwed right over the top. So once you have your lines in place and your electrical in place, you know, each cascada goes up in a matter of, you know, just a handful of minutes.
I love that. It's so efficient. Now, for the bucket, I know I'm kind of asking all the little questions, but for the bucket, is that something that you guys sell with the cascada? Is it compatible with any 5-gallon bucket? Could they even use a different one?
It is. So we're currently, the app is calibrated to have your most accurate hydration tracking with the Little Giant by Miller brand, which we found to be the most commonly available bucket in feed stores. But really, because the sensors calculate the fill level as the distance from the water level to the sensor, any vessel that gets that distance in the same place as a typical flat-back plastic water bucket would allow you to fill. But we find that most barns already have quite a few of those normal plastic flat-back water buckets around because horses tend to like to use them. And so we've just let people use what they have or purchase locally when it comes to buckets.
I think that is brilliant that it can really come down to personal preference. Of course, you guys have the tried and true that's super accessible, but the fact that you can really fill it with any bucket is neat. And you mentioned the app. I, of course, with being social media influencer, I love a good app that's quick and effective. Tell me how the Cascada app really integrates with the waterer.
So the app is one of the features we're the most proud about with this. A friend of mine who's a horse owner is actually the one who did all the design for the app, the UX design for the app. She's very experienced in this field already. And so I was excited to bring both her horse knowledge and her app design knowledge into this. And what I love about the app is we call it horse-centric. So the app is basically designed around profiles that you create for your horse. And then from that, each horse has its bucket stats on there. So you can see the water level in the bucket. You can see how much they've had up to this point today. You can see how that compares to how much they normally drink by this point in the day. And then you can also look at bar charts of when they drank, how much they drank, and then their daily drinking trends over time.
Okay. Now, is there any like schedules? So if it's automatic, you know, it basically every time that it gets low, it will automatically do it, right? Or do you have to go into the app there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the water works on its own without the app. So we even have people who just want the automatic watering feature and they're not concerned about the hydration tracking. And the water automatically fills when it reaches 50%. And when it goes below 50% in the bucket, it will automatically refill to 100%. And now if you're using the app, we also have a feature in the app called Easy Lift Mode. So if you turn that on in the app, it's going to set your buckets to refill when they get down to 25%, and it'll change the level that it stops filling to 50%. And the reason we did that is because we wanted people to be able to easily take the buckets off and take them to where they're going to dump them and clean them on cleaning day. So you can set the app to easy lift mode and not have to lift a full bucket of water to dump and clean.
I love that. Now, kind of on your website, you have like a little snippet that shows someone scrolling through the app and it looks really easy to comprehend. How are you seeing horse owners and retailers responding to this integration? You know, we have ranchers and people who typically are not on an app. How are they responding to it?
Yeah. So I think, first of all, the app is super visual and very easy to use, and which is, I think, a real testament to its design because it's crunching quite a bit of data. And I feel like that could be kind of overwhelming and unpleasant to consume if it wasn't in such a beautiful visual layout. But I would also say that primarily our users are our customers in this first. So we launched 2 years ago. So we're in our first 2 years with this product. And the people who've barely gravitated to it are the people who are, you know, tech enthusiasts. They use their phone for all kinds of things that, not necessarily related to the care of their horse. And they really moved smoothly into adopting the Cascada app into their routine.
I think that this whole, system, the app, this is really, of course, revolutionary. And that's why so many people voted on it on the WESA app. For those who don't know, retailers can actually go into the WESA app and they themselves are voting for the most innovative product award. So I'm so, so excited for everything on the horizon. And this is something I definitely want to purchase. I'm going to kind of transition it off to Jennifer, because you mentioned you have something called Lighthoof, which is another lower technology, kind of a step down from the automatic horse water. But I'm excited to hear about this project too.
Absolutely. Morgan, like you, I'm raising my hand. Can I please get the what'd you call it? Easy lift feature? Is that what it's called?
Easy lift mode.
I want easy lift mode for every bucket in my universe. Thank you very much. I have three horses. Each horse has three flat back buckets because they're not automatic waterers. Mm-hmm. So in the morning, I have to usually empty at least two of those that are still full because they have a tendency to eat. They drink the whole bucket and then they go to the next one and they drink the whole bucket. Right. So I want your device too. But anyhow, you mentioned Lightfoot, and Lightfoot is a mud management system. Is that correct?
Yes. And it's called Lighthoof.
Lighthoof. See, foot, hoof, yeah, Lighthoof. So there are lots of ground control and mud control devices on the marketplace worldwide for lots of different applications. What makes Lighthoof different and especially lovely for the equestrian marketplace?
Yes. So that was another product that we designed from the ground up, drawing inspiration from other industries, specifically the geocell industry, which was this geocells were invented by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers back in the 70s to provide stable ground for tanks and trucks to access swampy or sandy areas. But interestingly, the pressure that a tank or a truck puts on the ground is very, very different, as you can imagine, than the pressure a horse would put on the ground because of the pressure point of the hooves. So we took our knowledge of that industry and, you know, studied how those types of products worked, and we designed a cell configuration and size that would work well for horse's unique pressure points and behavioral considerations. And what we ended up with was a flexible network of plastic cells that horse owners can DIY install at home without excavators or bulldozers or any special equipment. And these flexible plastic cells just lay out over the ground like a blanket, and they hold gravel, and they prevent that gravel from eroding or getting pushed down into the ground by the horse's hooves, which is what makes it that permanent mud-free surface.
So when the light hoof product is in the package and on the shelf in a store, so it folds up into a small piece, because I'm envisioning trying to cram into your average tack shop, which invariably is stretched for space,
right?
These giant plasticky grid things. But how many square feet of installed product fits into a square foot of shelf space? You know where I'm going with that?
I do. And it's a real strength of our product, because each panel collapses into a bundle you can tuck under your arm that's about 4 feet long by maybe 6 to 8 inches tall. And that bundle expands to cover 72 square feet of space.
Wow.
Yes. And it only weighs 21 pounds per panel. It's easy for the customer to pop in the back of their truck or even in their sedan.
You're going to put that in your Subaru. Yeah.
In your Subaru, exactly. And so, yeah. So that's a huge benefit of this product versus, you know, other hard plastic mud control grids, is that you can get so much more coverage, and it ships and stores and sells it at such a smaller footprint.
So any kind of work when it comes to groundwork can be pretty intimidating to a lot of people. What kind of instructions, frequently asked questions, customer support does Lighthoof have?
Yes, we have videos, we have PDFs, we have gravel guides, we have before and afters, we have little process tips and bonus resources. But more than that, we're just here always for our customers to support them through the process, you know, 7 days a week via chat, text, phone. We've had people send us pictures of their area, and then we review the pictures and hop on a call with them. Because we're both horse owners and have installed quite a bit of this ourselves, we live up in the Pacific Northwest, so we're very familiar with mud. We really, you know, try to make sure that people get the support they need to have it be an easy process. Of course, you know, you're shoveling and raking some gravel, so I never tell people it's easy. You're going to sweat a little bit, but once it's done, it's done, and you don't have to worry about the mud anymore.
There you go. So going forward, your company has taken what is typically a very low-tech chore, keeping your horse well hydrated, and turned it into a high-tech, more efficient and more effective process. And it sounds like you've done that to the same degree with the light hoof mats. Do you see yourselves continuing on that technology path? Is that where you're going to be?
Oh, I'd say so. We're addicted to innovation. We try to rein ourselves in as much as possible, but where our team is always, you know, texting or chatting with each other about new ways to solve problems that we face in the horse industry. We definitely want to do more with watering. We have ideas and places we could go with that. We've had a lot of people request that we turn our sights to feeding solutions.
Please do that.
That's definitely like,
please do that.
And then we've even been experimenting a lot here with robotics. So I think there's a lot that can be done still. I think that the field is wide open when it comes to finding ways to support horses and horse owners using technology. And yeah, that's definitely the direction we'd like to keep heading.
Well, this is awesome. So for retailers who want to reach out to Cascada Equine and talk to you about stocking your products, what is your website?
Our website is www.cascadaequine.com, CascadaEquine.com.
Links from today's shows are in the episode show notes and at wisdombywessa.com.
And you can subscribe to Wisdom by Wessa on Apple Music, Spotify, or whatever podcast player you love to use. And you won't miss out on anything for retailers and manufacturers in the equine industry.
Every month, you can find us with two brand new episodes on the Wisdom by Wessa show, which will be published on the 15th and 30th of every month.